A senior lecturer at the University of Education Winneba, Opinion Kwabna Nkoma Pia, has appealed to the education authorities to review the education system to enable pupils and students to be well prepared for the job market. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the exit point of BECE and senior high schools, Opinion Nkoma Pia called for vigorous skills training at all levels of the educational ladder before the children leave school. He spoke to George Ankra.
In education, presently in Ghana, we have three exit points into the labor market. The first one is the BECE. Those who don't pass and go on to the SSS, we leave them to go on to the labor market without preparing them properly. Then the second exit point is the SSE, where those who cannot go to university are also joining the labor market. And then the third exit point is the university, that is the tertiary education. My concern is, do we properly prepare the children for the labor market, particularly the exit point BECE and exit point SSE? These are my problems.
So what are you suggesting?
What I'm suggesting is we go back to the old time 7-year development plan which Nkuma prepared, that BECE, during those days it was standard 7, but today is BECE. And SSE should be joined. This is what the CPP has proposed, and I think the NPP has also accepted it to some point. But the fact is that there should be continuity from BECE, that is from JSS, junior high school, to senior high school, and then there will be internal examination, and those who cannot do the intellectual work will immediately join the technical and vocational division, and they will be properly prepared. They will be heading towards polytechnic. And then, after the 2 years, 1 year is given to them to do apprenticeship, where all skilled master craftsmen, fitters, masons, carpenters, everybody, they will be properly registered, and these children will go to them for apprenticeship. And then from there, they can now join the labor market.
Mr. Nkuma, are you aware that government has instituted such a program to train those who are exiting to acquire skills before they join the labor market?
What the government has instituted is after schooling. And what I am saying is that children must not come out of school before they are prepared for the labor market. When a child comes out of school and before he prepares for the labor market, it affects his progression. So in school, he is still under training. And therefore, every training must be given to the child while the child is in school. Between the age that is for junior high school, that is about 15 years, up to 17. This is the critical period that every child in Ghana must receive some kind of education and training for the labor market. The child shouldn't come out of the school before he is trained to become, in 6 months' time, he is given training. I have heard of this, the youth employment, this in 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, and so on. No, that is not properly preparing children for the labor market.
On funding tertiary education, Opinion Nkoma Pia endorsed the call for stakeholders' dialogue on the issue. He said government has a lot on its hands as far as input in the educational sector is concerned. There's therefore the need for government and university authorities to sit down to resolve the high cost of school fees at the tertiary level.
I am at the university. I know all that is going on. But the question is, how is tertiary education funded? Right now, it appears the government has so much on its hand and is trying to push part of it to the parents without the parents being properly educated and properly prepared to shoulder their portion of it.
I thought the policy for now has been cost sharing. Why should parents pay more than necessary, looking at our pay structure?
The government is paying teachers, providing infrastructure. A lot of things go into education. Many of the things that go into education are not told to parents, because even maintenance, electricity, everything is borne by the government. So the portion of what the government wants to give to the parents through the payment of the school fees, yes, but we must also consider the general strength of the economy. The economy is not such that things are going well for everybody.
What is baffling some of us is that when you, the current generation of lecturers, were having your tertiary education, you had it free. You didn't pay. I'm not saying so because today things should be the same. But there must be a bit of consideration. What do you say about that?
Yes, during our days, things were different. The country had money and there was proper planning. In fact, the problem we are facing today started from those days. where education was virtually free. And so everything that had been put down for the next generation was not done. And this is the problem we are facing today.
Do you agree that there should be a national dialogue on tertiary education funding?
We should have something like that. The GET Fund was established hoping that it would take care of these problems, at least for infrastructural development. Population is increasing more than we are working to produce. So it is a dicey situation, and I think we need a national debate on it, to everybody to come out with his ideas so that we know we chart a path, the way forward.
Senior lecturer at University of Education Winneba, Opinion Kwabna Nkuma Pia, talking to George Ankra.